This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
I don't know if this is something you want to hear, but you need to walk away. If a friend asks you to do something that goes against your faith, then that might not be the kind of friend you want in your life. Do you understand?
I guess.
Good. Thanks for calling, Carrie. You're listening to Candid Conversations with Connie. Our lines are open. I've got time for one more call. And then, after the break, tune in to Wooten Bassett for all things superheroes and space cadets on Comic Book Cavalcade. Say hi, Wooten.
Oh, hi, everybody. Hey, is that show title set in stone?
Why, what's wrong with it?
I can't say it.
Practice at home. We're also taking your comments online. If you have something to say and you can't get through on the phone, just write it out and maybe Wooten will read it on the air. All right, we have a final caller. Hello? Hello, you're on.
Yeah, hi.
What's your name, caller?
It's Wes.
Oh, hi, Wes. You have a question?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, can I ask why you called? You've been on hold for about 20 minutes.
Oh, did you call just to listen to the hold music? That's why I call the cable company sometimes.
No, that's not the reason
why I called. All clarinet version of Eye of the Tiger. It's so relaxing.
Well, I was going to ask a question, but not anymore.
Why not?
Well, this is my first time listening, and...
Oh, welcome, Wes.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, thank you. I thought maybe you'd be able to help, but I'm not so sure now.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, the advice you've been giving has been, I don't know, unrealistic, maybe?
Oh, I hear you, Wes. She gave me unrealistic advice once, too. Told me to exercise for 30 minutes a day.
Wait a minute. How is my advice unrealistic?
That girl you just talked to, Carrie?
Yeah?
You told her to dump her friend. What if it's hard for Carrie to make friends? You don't let go of friends just because of one problem.
That friend was pressuring her into doing things
How many friends do you have?
I don't know.
More than five?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Connie's got tons of friends.
Right, okay, well, there you go then. You can afford to lose one. You can't relate to Carrie's problem. In fact, this whole hour you've been acting like doing the right thing is so easy. And it's not.
Well, I know that.
I don't think you do. You act like you've never done anything wrong. I can't relate to you. You're unrelatable.
Unrelatable? Well, I've never been called that.
Anyway, I need to ask advice from somebody who won't expect me to be superhuman.
Look, if I expected
I'm
that...
I'm sorry. Look, guys, I gotta go. It was really nice talking to you.
No, wait!
Bye.
See you, Wes.
What was that about?
Well, I guess he thinks you're unrelatable.
Unrelatable?
Huh?
That's kind of silly, right? I mean, you guys relate to me, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. Sort of.
I mean, how could anybody... All right, okay, new topic, everyone. Am I relatable?
Connie, your show's over.
I'm gonna go a little long today, Wooten, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Listeners, give it to me straight. Am I relatable?
You're definitely not needy.
I'll take your calls after this short break.
You know, maybe you should leave this alone, Connie.
You're kidding, right? I can't go a week without addressing this. I won't be able to sleep. I'm already operating on about 3 hours.
Oh, why can't you sleep? Oh, have you tried one of those comfy extra-heavy blankets? I ordered one, but it hasn't come yet, and I got impatient, so I weighed my regular blanket down with bricks. I stubbed my toe 8 times and almost got a concussion, but then I slept like a baby.
No, Jillian had me install this new-style smoke detector at the house that actually beeps and then has a guy shouting, "Proceed to exit from the house. Proceed to exit from the house."
Wow!
She thinks the guy sounds cute, but I think we installed it wrong because it keeps going off for no reason. It went off twice last night. The cute guy yelled at me to get out of the house, and then it stopped. So annoying.
Oh, you should have the fire department come take a look. They have great hold music.
The fire department put you on hold?
Oh, your commercial's almost over.
Oh, good. The phones are lighting up. And we're back. The topic now is, am I relatable? Call in. Tell me if my advice works for you or if I'm expecting too much. Caller number one, you're on.
Wait, is this the comic book show?
Oh, hi, Jeremy. No, Connie's kind of taking over the airwaves right now, but as soon as she receives the affirmation she desperately desires and deserves, we'll talk.
That is not why I'm doing this. You're fine, Jeremy. Here's Wooten. Talk about superheroes all you want.
Oh, okay, thanks. Anyway, Wooten, there's this girl in my class that I kind of like.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait, Jeremy. You're asking Wooten advice about a girl? What happened to talking about comic books?
Oh, my show is open to any topic, Connie. Last week, we talked about the current economic climate's effect on the pathetic quality of donut places in this region. It's a pressing issue.
Jeremy, have you heard of the show that airs before this? Candid Conversations with Connie?
Sure.
Well, that's a show where you get advice like this. I can address girl problems.
I just like talking to Wooten. Sorry.
Oh, thanks.
All right. I get it. I like talking to Wooten, too. Go ahead. But if anybody out there wants to talk about my topic, please feel free to call in.
Okay, you heard her, everybody. You can call to talk about anything in the world with me, or you can call to talk to Connie about Connie. Your choice.
Nice.
Anyway, to answer all three of your questions, Jennifer, your relationship is more important than your pride. I would go with lilies to decorate your wedding, and yes, green sweaters are great for any occasion. Thanks for the call.
Okay, people, these are questions that either one of us could answer. Feel free to address me, too. Oh, hang on. Let me check our internet live comments. A lot of people are writing in. Wooten, why don't you read some of those?
Oh, it's a great idea, Connie. Jackson says, Wooten, why is this person ruining your show? Is there any way I can mute her microphone without muting yours?
What?
Wow, that's mean.
Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Is this Connie Kendall?
Yes, who's this?
My name is Spencer. I went to high school with you.
Really? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember a Spencer.
Oh, you wouldn't remember me. I was a year behind you, and I was kind of a nobody. But I always admired you from afar.
Oh, I see. Go on.
You always seemed approachable, even though I never really approached you.
Approachable, huh? What's another word for that? I just can't put my finger on it.
I think the word you're looking for, Connie, is relatable.
Yes, relatable, that's it. Thank you, Wooten.
Sure.
Tell me, Spencer, why did you call today?
I just made a big mess.
Of what?
My life. It's a disaster. And so that's when you and I went in different directions. You started hanging around good influences, and I started hanging around with bad ones.
That's when I became a Christian.
I thought it was weird, you know, that your best friends were pretty much all old men.
They were some of the best mentors I could have been around.
Yeah. I chose to hang around with the guy who figured out how to steal bags of chips from a vending machine.
I chose to hang around with the guy who had a double-jointed tongue.
A tongue doesn't have joints.
He could lick his own earlobe.
Why?
Why not? It was awesome.
It's funny how you can look back and see how the small choices you make as a teenager can affect the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I remember taking one of those bags of potato chips and knowing it was wrong, but I decided to do it. Who really cares? But that choice led to bigger crimes, and then even bigger ones. The change in me was so gradual, I didn't even notice it.
That's how Satan works. He causes sin to creep up on you, little by little. Hey, Spencer, can you hang on? I need to take a quick commercial break.
Yeah, sure.
All right, more with Spencer after this.
Hey, Connie, should I tell the other callers to maybe hang up and try again next week? We've been talking with Spencer for 20 minutes, and it sounds like it might go on a while.
Oh, I'll finish up with him after this break, okay? And you can take over the rest of the hour.
Okay, but it might seem a little weird when how Satan deceives us is followed by a discussion of whether or not the superhero brawny boy should start a new business opening pickle jars. I know that's gonna come up again.
Well, the listeners have adjusted so far.
So you're feeling better about your show now?
It just took the right caller. Somebody who made a few regrettable mistakes and needed to talk to an understanding, relatable voice.
Yeah.
Connie.
Jason, what's the matter?
Is your mic live?
No, we're on a commercial.
Do you still have that Spencer guy on the line?
Yeah.
Well, keep him talking.
Why?
I think he's an escaped convict.
Jason, what are you talking about?
Did you hear about the prison break outside Chicago?
No.
It's been kind of slow at the antique shop, so I've been following this case on the internet. It happened two nights ago. A prisoner escaped in a laundry truck and hasn't been seen since.
Oh.
Police have been looking for him.
Wow, why do you think it's Spencer?
Well, some of the things he said about himself. that he went to Odyssey High School. He's about Connie's age, and he got into trouble with the law right after graduation. I did a little research on him. All that checks out.
That could describe a lot of people.
I know, and that's why I haven't gone to the police yet. But if it's the guy, his name isn't Spencer. It's Bradley Turnbaum.
Bradley? I remember that name. Hang on. Let me look at something on my phone.
I want you to try to get more information out of him.
We're back on the air.
Oh! Hey, we're back with Candid Converse. Actually, no, this is Comic Book
See, I told you it's hard to say.
Spencer, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great. Hey, why don't you talk to Wooten for a little bit while I take care of something?
What?
Okay.
Jason,
Spencer, why don't you tell me a little more about yourself?
Huh?
Well, I mean, I know a few of your hobbies. You know, the breaking into vending machines and licking your own earlobe.
So what do you want me to ask him?
I need some more evidence that this is the guy, so I can go to the police with it. Try to get him to tell you specifically what kind of trouble he got into. The article I read says he started in petty crime, shoplifting, and then moved on to stealing cars and armed robbery. He was given 12 years. Did you find anything on your phone?
Yeah, my high school webpage archives. Is this picture him?
Well, it could be. He looks so young there, though. He's grown a beard now.
Oh, look, he was in the astronomy club.
Yes, use that. If we can get him to give himself away, I'll call Detective Polehouse and they can focus their search. By the sound of it, I think Spencer's outside walking. He could be headed anywhere.
Okay. I've never done anything like this before.
Just do your best. Sounds like he trusts you, so you might be halfway there.
I should head back in.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Don't hang up. I take it back. Connie would make an excellent mermaid princess. You know, she'd be great at it. I mean, she'd have to get a little professional voice training, but...
Spencer?
Connie?
Hey, everything okay?
It's fine.
So, when we broke, you were saying that the poor choices you started making kind of snuck up on you. How about now? What kinds of choices are you making now?
I don't know if it matters. At this point... those past mistakes look like they might dictate the rest of my life.
Meaning you'll be a prisoner of your own choices, so to speak.
Exactly.
Well, unfortunately, you might be right. But I still believe that God is bigger than our choices.
I know you do.
Do you ever think about how big God is? For instance, have you ever stared out at the ocean, or the mountains, or the stars?
Sure.
I used to be able to name a lot of stars, but I can't think of any right now. Wooten, can you think of any names of stars?
I know there's one named Penny. I bought it for her birthday, but I couldn't afford one of the good ones, so I ended up with this really dud star that only shines twice a month. Waste of money.
Oh.
There's Sirius, Vega, Arcturus, Pollux, Bellatrix.
Wow. That's good. Are you into astronomy, Spencer?
Sure.
Oh, I love it, too. Oh, wasn't there an astronomy club at our school?
Yep. I was in it all 4 years.
Well, you know, I thought about joining.
Oh, you should have.
Yeah, you too. Really could have helped me avoid that whole star naming scam. I should have gone with my instincts and gotten to the rescue alpaca.
Probably. I've got 2 minutes before I have to go back in. Did you get what you needed?
The astronomy club thing was good. I called Detective Polehouse and the police listened in.
And?
Yeah, they put it together with a clip they had from his voicemail. And it's a match. You're talking to Bradley Turnbaum.
Wow. So can you find his location?
I've been trying to trace the call from the control room out here. But I think he's using some kind of burner phone.
So what should I do?
I don't know if you noticed, but it sounded like he went inside a building. Maybe if you keep him talking, he'll give away his location.
How can I make him do that?
Don't worry about manipulating the conversation. You just talk. We'll figure out the rest.
So, Wooten, any interesting comments, Clint?
Well, everybody feels bad for Spencer, except Jackson.
Spencer, you've been talking a lot about your past. What are you doing now? I mean, right now.
I'm shaving.
Oh, okay. So, are you at home?
No. No, I'm nowhere close to home.
Where's your family? Do you have a wife? Kids?
No.
How about your parents?
I don't talk to my family much anymore. I have a brother that calls me every now and then. But that's it.
Oh, why don't you talk to them?
Well, we don't have that much to talk about. Last thing my mother said to me, it was 2 years ago. It was a question, and I couldn't answer it. I still can't. So I've been avoiding her.
What was the question?
What happened to you?
Maybe you should call her. Maybe she doesn't need an answer to your question. Doesn't need to hear what happened to you. Maybe it would be enough to hear what's happening with you now.
I've written a letter.
Oh, yeah? Do you have it with you?
I'm not gonna bore you with that. But you're in it.
What? I'm in your letter?
Yeah. It's part of a list of things I did wrong.
Did I ever even meet you?
Yes, sort of. I saw you in the school hallway. You were putting a flyer up on a bulletin board about a Bible study.
Oh.
I knew this was a perfect opportunity, so I walked up to you to ask about it. I said hello, and you said hi back. Then I saw one of my friends, and I was worried he would make fun of me for asking about a Bible study. So I changed my mind and just told you you had a pin mark on your cheek. You said thank you, and I left. I think about that moment, how it could have changed everything. If I would have said hi and introduced myself, I think your friendship could have been the difference, Connie. I really do.
Proceed to exit the house.
What's that?
Proceed to exit the house.
Never mind. It stopped. So you don't happen to remember that moment, do you, Connie, huh? With the pen mark? Connie?
I think it's time to hear some more comments from the listeners. Wooten?
Oh, sure, let's see here. Jackson comments that he's tired of the soap opera drama and he wishes that you guys... You know what? That's not a good comment.
What's the matter, Connie? You were doing great.
Jason, he's in my house.
Spencer's at your house? How do you know?
That was my smoke detector.
Are you sure?
I'd know that annoying alarm guy anywhere.
Okay, what about Jillian and Jules?
They're at the Connellsville Mall. They won't be home for a couple hours.
I'll call Pole House. Just keep Spencer on the phone until they can get there.
All right. Jason, why would he go in my house?
I don't know. He was on the run. He probably needed food, supplies, a place to lay low for a while. Maybe he thought you'd help him. Are you okay?
Yeah. I just need a second. All right. I'm good.
And Jasmine comments that this show should be a romantic movie called Second Chances with Spencer and Connie playing themselves. I'll wait for the DVD. Oh, hey, look, Connie's back.
Yeah, sorry about that. Spencer?
Yeah?
I've got some things to say, and I want you to listen to me carefully, okay? You need to stop focusing on what you did years ago. You need to think about the choices you're making now.
My choices are limited now.
You have 10,000 choices every day. We all do.
Connie, you don't understand.
I do understand.
It's too late for me.
Not true. Jesus can redeem you right here, right now.
That's so easy coming from someone who probably has nothing to redeem.
This is not about me.
It is about you. I see you as the last chance I ever had.
Stop talking about the past. Listen to me. We don't have much time.
Why don't we have much time? Connie, why don't we have much time? You know, don't you? You turned me in.
You need to turn yourself in.
They're here. I can't believe it. This whole time, you were playing me, weren't you? You acted like my friend. I trusted you, Connie. Did it even cross your mind to give me a break? You heard my story. You knew I was in trouble. You had a chance to... I don't know. You had a chance to tip me off that this was coming. Give me a head start on the police. Your audience felt sorry for me. Did you? Did it even occur to you to help me get away for even one second?
Honestly, no.
No. Of course not. And you know what? If you had, you wouldn't be the person that I admired for all those years. Because Connie Kendall does the right thing. I guess it would have been a bigger betrayal if you had helped me.
Bartley Turnbull, this is the Odyssey Police. You're surrounded. Exit the house with your hands up.
You can still turn this around, Spencer, but you have to start by walking out my front door with your hands in the air.
I ate some of your food. A mango, a couple of snickerdoodles. The ham slices were expired, so I threw them away. I shaved in your bathroom sink, but I cleaned up after myself. I like your house, Connie. The picture of the toaster's, it's really great.
My old roommate painted that.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Connie.
Okay, I'm coming out!
Whoa.
Well, everyone, you may not understand what just happened, but you'll probably read about it tomorrow.
He was in your house.
Yeah.
He ate a mango.
That's right.
Okay, this show took a really creepy turn.
I'm sorry about that. We have a minute left on the show, and I'm not sure what to say. Any comments from the listeners?
Yeah. Jackson says... No, I'm not going to read anything else from Jackson. Here, Sarah says, what a sad story that Spencer feels like one bad moment in time changed his whole life.
It is sad. And it also seems unfair. I know. One moment shouldn't define a person's life. But sometimes it does. That's why you need to guard your moments by having Jesus in your heart, making him the Lord of your choices. I try to do that, and maybe that's what makes me unrelatable to some people. I may have very well lost some friends throughout my life because of the choices I've made. Maybe I even lost some listeners today. I don't apologize for that. Oh, well, that's all the time we have. This has been Candid Conversations with Connie.
And Bizarre Behavior with Bassett.
That's not the name of your show.
Well, I described this episode, and it's a lot easier to say.
Well, you got me there.
In today's adventure, Connie was accused of being unrelatable. Her standards and the choices she made as a Christian were different from the people around her. But you know what? Different is a pretty good word to describe Christians. Romans 12:2 says that we should not conform or become like the culture of this world. Instead, we should be transformed or changed by the renewing of our minds. In other words, we should try to become more like Jesus. He's the perfect person to imitate. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Unrelatable was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Townsend Coleman, Scott White, and Anthony Del Rio. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.